Hello. Here we are again. It is Friday, or Fri-yay, as some people call it. I hope that you've got a jam-packed weekend planned of grounding yourself and going out into nature and doing all the things that you want to do. Remember, no sitting around in the house, not doing the things that you want to go and do. Because where is the fun in that? I am actually recording this on Wednesday, so I'm a few days ahead of myself, which I feel good about. It doesn't stress me out knowing that I need to jump on board and get the podcast done. I've got quite a busy day today, actually. My little boy is coming at 12:30, 12:45, and then I'm going out to my mum's. We've got some cold swimming to get done. I've just had a cold shower. So my shower is cold for, but like, if you came and felt my shower, you would say it's freezing, but I'm now starting to get used to it. But it's now down at like the lowest setting. And the next lowest setting is just pure ice cold, like North Sea cold. So I've started doing it where I get in the shower and it's what would be cold for you. Now I need to apologize, my washing machine is on, so if you can hear the washing machine in the background, I do apologize. It's my running stuff. I needed to wash my running stuff after my run, so. So yes, if you can hear the washing machine, I do apologize. Just like if you hear me drinking, I do apologize for that too. But yeah. Right, what was I going on about? My shower, that's right. So yeah, so I put it at that cold, that it would feel cold for you, but for me now it's got a bit of heat to it for some strange reason. I remember when I first started it as well, it was really, really cold. But now there's like a luke kind of warm sensation on it. So what I'll do is I'll wash my body, and then after I've washed my body, I will, or I wash my body, and then when I'm away to wash the water off, I'll turn it to the coldest setting and stand there, and it totally takes my breath away. But I think what we should also do is we should probably also have a look at the benefits. So, benefits of taking a cold shower include calming itchy skin, waking you up, increasing circulation, reducing muscle soreness post-workout, potentially boosting weight loss, and glowing hair and skin. That's why I'm always looking fantastic nowadays. So let's go and have a read of this. So this says if a hot shower is what, so this is on the healthline.com. And what does it say? Cold showers versus hot showers, which one is better? Okay, so we'll have a little debate here. So if a hot shower is what your body craves in the morning, you are not alone. The majority of people crank the handle all the way up in order to feel the warm water all over their body. But did you know that cold showers should also have a place in your daily routine? That's right, cold showers, the ones you dread to take when you're the last person to get up in the morning. But if you give them a fair chance, you might find that you actually like how you feel after taking one. Regardless of how you feel about either type of shower, research shows that both hot and cold showers have health benefits you should be aware of. So, as we said, what's so great about the cold showers? Benefits of taking a cold shower includes calming itchy skin, waking you up, increasing circulation, reducing muscle soreness post-workout, potentially boosting weight loss, and glowing hair and skin. I don't have much hair nowadays, but my skin is glowing. So cold showers calm itchy skin. Adam Friedman Andy says if you have itchy skin or skin conditions that cause you to itch, cold showers can help you overcome the sensation to scratch. Cold showers help you wake up in the morning. When the cold spray hits your body, there's a bit of a shock. This shock increases oxygen intake, heart rate, and alertness. Cold showers increase your circulation. Increased circulation is one of the top reasons experts recommend cold showers. As cold water hits your body and external limbs, it constricts circulation on the surface of your body. This causes blood in your deeper tissue to circulate at faster rates to maintain ideal body temperature. In that sense, a cold shower has the opposite effect of a hot shower for someone with hypertension or cardiovascular disease, since exposure to cold temperatures trigger the circulatory system to reduce inflammation and can help prevent cardiovascular disease. Cold showers help reduce muscle soreness after an intense workout, since cold water has regenerative properties, your muscles will relax and repair after a tough workout. Cold showers may help boost weight loss. Some fat cells, such as brown fat, can generate heat by burning fat. They do this when your body is exposed to cold conditions, like in a shower. Gerrit Kefferstein, MD, says the cells are mostly situated around the neck and shoulder area, so perfect for showers. Cold showers give your skin and hair a healthy glow. Though scientific research is limited regarding the effects of cold water has on your skin and hair, anecdotal evidence points to positive effects. Wellness experts Dr. Jacqueline Shafar, MD, says that cold water tightens and constricts the blood flow, which gives your skin a healthier glow. According to an article published on a website, naturalcurly.com, cold water closes and strengthens your hair cuticles. Also, cold water, unlike hot water, doesn't dry out the sebum layer, a natural lubricant barrier that provides protection for your skin and hair. As a result of the effects of cold water, your hair may be more likely to become stronger and healthier over time. If you are convinced a cold shower is totally out of the question, you might want to rethink your philosophy. Well, I got it. Unlike the long list of benefits that come from with taking a cold shower, the list of cons is surprisingly quite short. So the cons of a cold shower. Cold showers might not be a good idea if you're already cold, since the cooler temperature isn't going to help warm you up by any means. It could actually make you even colder and increase the amount of time it will take for your body to warm back up. Now, I definitely noticed this when I was having cold showers in the winter time, and after having a cold shower and then going out and working outside, it was a really stupid idea. So what I would do is I would have a cold shower and then turn it up hot so that you're warming your body back up. And they may not be good at idea if you're sick either. Initially, the cold temperature might be too hard on your immune system, so it's best to ease into the cooler temperatures. So why do we like hot showers? Now I can't stand hot showers now. I absolutely like I think I've been doing the cold showers now for God, how long's it been? It's been a few months anyway. Like I was doing them when I was staying out at my parents, and I was doing them then over the winter time and all that, and then I stopped, and then I started having hot showers again, and then I gradually started turning down the cold temperature, and now, God, it's been about a month and a half possibly where I've been continuously just having a cold shower. Like I just get in and it's freezing cold. I don't have it hot and then build down to the temperature. It's just cold all the time as soon as I get in. So hot showers, I are just no. I mean, I'll have a hot bath. I quite like a hot bath when my muscles are sore and all that. Then I'll have a bath. But yeah, if I'm having a shower, it needs to be a cold shower. Like I went swimming not that long ago, and in the swimming pool, the showers were hot, and it was horrible, really horrible. I really didn't like it. So if you have trouble relaxing or falling asleep at night, you might be tempted to take a hot shower to ease the stress of the day. This is a common practice for muscle relaxation before going to sleep because hot showers activate the parasympathetic pathetic nervous system, which makes us tired, says Kafferstein. Other benefits of hot shower include providing relief from respiratory systems, helping with blemishes, and helping with muscle relaxation. Hot showers provide relief from cold or respiratory symptoms. Standing in a hot shower with the steam surrounding you has long been used as a natural remedy to reduce cold and cough symptoms. The heat from the water and the steam can help to open airways, loosen up phlegm, and clear out your nasal passages. Hot showers help with blemishes. Hot showers can help open up the pores of the skin, which allows you to clean out the trapped dirt and oil. Hot showers are good for muscle relaxation. Being in hot water effectively helps relieve body tension and can help soothe muscle fatigue. But yes, beloved, a hot shower does have some downsides. However, the good news is you don't have to give them up completely. You just need to turn down the temperature a bit and take care of your skin afterwards. So the cons of a hot shower include, whoa, there's more cons to a hot shower than there is than the cold shower getting. So hot showers can dry out and irritate your skin. Schaffer says a hot water causes damage to the keratin cells that are located on the most outer layer of your skin, the epidermis. By distributing these cells, it creates dye skin and prevents the cells from locking in moisture. They can also make certain skin conditions worse. Higher temperatures make it easier for the skin to dry out and worsen conditions like eczema. Hot showers can cause you to itch. Friedman says the heat can cause mast cells, which contain histamine, to release their contents in the skin and cause itching. They can increase your blood pressure too. If you have problems with high blood pressure and cardiovascular disease, taking a shower that's too hot can make these conditions worse. So which type is better? There are obviously benefits to both hot and cold showers, so what should you do? Well, in an ideal world, Friedman says, you should take a lukewarm shower so that it's tolerable, and apply a moisturizer to damp skin after bathing. Another approach to try is what Kafferstein describes as a contrast shower, which is an age-old technique Dr. Sebastian Kneipp developed. I'm probably getting that wrong. Basically, you get the water as cold as possible and stand it for 1 minute. When the minute is up, you then change the water to as hot as you can handle for an additional minute. Alternate between 1 minute each of cold and hot for 3 to 5 cycles. He said the health benefits come from the cold water constricting the blood vessels. This means all the blood will go into the middle of your body. The hot water will open the blood vessels and all the blood rushes out again. This can pump the blood completely through the muscles and organs and is great for helping with regeneration and detoxification. So there we go. Now we know what the health benefits and the side benefits are. But yeah, I've been having the cold showers for absolutely ages, and now I just wouldn't go for a hot shower now. I really don't like it. But as I said, I go for a hot bath. I quite enjoy the hot bath for what they said there about your muscles. Like after I've been running for a few days, then my muscles might start get the sore. So I like having a hot bath just to loosen off the muscle tension, basically. But I would highly recommend, and even as it said there, you know, like you could have your hot shower, but just as soon as you get out of your hot shower, whap it to the coldest setting possible and try and stay in as long as possible, as long as you can handle, basically. But you will start to notice, like, I come out of the shower feeling absolutely amazing. And I'm not going to say it's nice, because it's not nice. But once you get out of the shower and you're feeling great, and I think that's why I would highly recommend it. Right, I'm going to have a sip of my coffee, so I'm going to try and cover this microphone and move it out of the way so that you're not hearing me gulping it down. Sorry about that. It needed to be done. My coffee is starting to get pretty cold now as well, which I hate. So, yes, I would highly recommend the cold showers. And it has been great. I think it's also good for bringing you in the here and now as well, because you're definitely living in the present moment when that cold water is hitting you, because you haven't got time to be thinking about anything else. The only thing that you're thinking about is, oh my god, this bloody water is absolutely freezing. So you're not thinking about, oh no, what's going to happen in my job and what's going to happen here. And I think I've started to take that more seriously now. Well, not more seriously, but I've started to try and live my life by it, that right now in the present moment, nothing bad is happening. It's like that guy that I watch on TikTok that I've read to you before, where he tells you to relax your shoulders and take your tongue from the top of your mouth just for a minute. And then he says that I don't know what you're going through, and I don't know what's going to happen today, but right now, right here, we've got time, and you've got time to sit here for a minute, and that's something to be grateful for. So talking of being grateful, gratitude, have a look and find three things that you're grateful for right now, and then yeah, you have a look around where you are right now and find three things that you're grateful for. And then right at the end of his videos, he comes up and he's like, and you, like, I'm grateful for you. Just like I'm really grateful for all of you guys and girls who keep on tuning into the podcast. Like, it's absolutely amazing. And once we stop to actually have a look around to realize what we're grateful for, then you'll realize that you've got a hell of a lot more than you actually thought that you did. So yeah, like, we need to stop focusing on what we don't have. Better just write in my jar what I've been talking about, because my sieve memory. Doing this with no notes anymore. Like, I've just started talking and things seem to be coming to my head. So, but I need to write it down, because I've got such a bad memory. It's unbelievable. I've probably already said this, but I need to get people to remind me what I've been speaking about in the podcast, and yeah, that's pretty bad when your sub memory's like that, where I can't even remember what I've been talking about. But I get very much into, like, the zone basically, and I don't really know. I just speak. But yes, I would highly, highly, highly recommend the cold showers. Stop letting that fear get to you, because that's all it is. It's the fear. It's the fear of that cold water hitting you. It's the fear of not being able to survive the cold water. And it's exactly the same with the cold water swimming as well. Like, when I done it over the weekend, last weekend, when I was out camping and I went into the sea and I got up past my privates and then onto, like, my belly button, and I stood there for a while. I couldn't get in, because I knew that kind of, like, getting the water up past my shoulders was going to be really difficult, and I nearly chickened out, to be quite honest. The fear nearly had me, and it was like, nah, I need to do it. I need to go for it. Yeah, I went for it. And that's it. Once you're in, like, it's cold, yes, but once you're in, you start getting kind of used to it, and the health benefits are the reason why I do it. The fact that after you get back out and you dry yourself off and you start getting warm again, then you start to feel amazing about yourself. It's also the fact as well that you're not letting your mind win, are you? You're telling your mind that, well, I'm the type of person that follows through with the things that I say that I'm going to go and do. And your mind's all telling you, no, 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 like, we can't do this, this is too cold. And then you're beating your mind. And it's exactly the same with the whole running thing, that my mind was constantly, Oh no, we need to stop, we need to stop. And then you wouldn't stop and you would continue on going and then running. But I think a lot of things that we do is mind over matter. A lot of things. Like I went to jump in like a few months ago, and normally I'm quite like, I don't like jumping off of heights. I think that when I was a kid, I jumped off of a wall over a barbed wire fence, and the wall slipped, like the rock fell out that I was standing on, and when I was jumping over the fence, I caught my leg on the barbed wire fence and like ripped it open. Like I've still got a mark actually, just next to my knee where it happened. And ever since then, I've been like really, really scared of jumping over things or jumping on things or like jumping off of heights. And I mean, it's not even that high, but yeah, it like I really don't like it. I get like this massive surge of fear running through me. And we went to jump in with the kids, and there's a bit where you get up onto like a platform bitty, and then you jump onto a trampoline, and then into like like it's a big foam mat type thing that catches your fall. And I got up there, and as soon as I got up there and looked down at it, I was like, the whole surge of fear came into me. And it was like, oh no, I don't really want to do this. And then it was like, no, I'm not letting this beat me. And I just went away and done it. You know, like before the fear totally started coming in, I was like, no, just do it, just do it before the fear comes in. And I just went away and done it. And then after I'd done it and realized that, oh well, there was absolutely nothing wrong there, like I can quite easily manage to do that, then I went and done it another few times. So it's very much that your childhood experiences or things that have happened while you've been growing up is why you've got a fear of these things. And I mean, I look at my little boy when he's at the beach and kind of like he's just running into the water. You know, like I remember when we were kids as well, or when I was a kid, like we were up at Loch Ness. I remember this holiday up at Loch Ness that we were up there with the friends that are actually down from Skye at the moment. And we were up there, and like we were swimming around in the Loch Ness and everything like that. And I remember it being absolutely freezing. But as a kid, you didn't really care. You didn't have that fear. And I think we need to start living more kid-like, where you don't have a fear of those type of things. And it's us. It's us as parents, and us as adults who are putting that fear into our kids. You know, like, oh no, don't do that, just in case you fall over and hurt yourself. You know, like I'm not wanting that to happen and stuff. And it's us who puts that fear into our kids. And I understand it's because you're not wanting them to get hurt or anything like that. But at the end of the day, we are putting that fear into them. Like, I remember I nearly fell off a massive cliff when I was little. Just being an idiot, kind of like climbing up cliffs and everything like that. Like, I mean, it wasn't a massive cliff, it was just like a small little cliff. But then I slipped, or the rock again that I was standing on. Maybe I was just a heavy prick, basically, when I was little, and rocks were moving because I was too heavy on them. But yeah, kind of like I was standing on this rock and it just completely gave way, like it fell. And then of course kind of like I fell and started slipping, cut like all my stomach because my t-shirt rolled up, and kind of like I was falling down like this little cliff. I mean, it wasn't high or anything like that, but I mean there was nothing to grab onto basically, and I was trying to grab onto stuff, and like I slipped. But I was so close to going over the massive cliff that we were right next to. Like I think my leg went over the side, and then I managed to kind of like stop myself and got up, and then the shock kicked in where I went pure white and my stomach's all cut and everything like that. And then I go back home, and like my mom's all like, oh, what happened to you and stuff. And I was like, oh, we were climbing at the we were climbing on the cliffs, and then I got absolutely bollocked, and I think I got grounded actually for not listening. And it's like, hey, cheers, mom, I've nearly just died and you're pure shouting at me and screaming at me. I mean, I can understand it now, because like, I mean, if my kid went and done it, then you'd be like, you bloody idiot, you could have died. So I understand now, but yeah, like just no fear, no fear whatsoever. Just oh well, I nearly died. But yeah, like I think I understand that. Well, I mean, like, when we were, I was up at that find later castle with my other boy, Findlater castle with my other boy on last Sunday, and yeah, kind of like we went up to the edge, and even I was saying to him, you know, like don't get too close to the edge, like I don't want to see you falling off the cliff, like it would be absolutely horrible. I think the fact that I've grown up around cliffs as well is that I know how dangerous they are. Like I know how bad it is when people fall off of cliffs. I remember growing up that we'd always used to see the yellow helicopter going across, you know, like the search and rescue and all that kind of stuff. And even at Slane's Castle, there was a couple of kids who were jumping on, like idiots, absolute idiots. But I mean, this is the type of stuff that we were doing, you know, like when we were kids, and they were jumping from the window in Slane's Castle that's now been, it's now been covered, it's now got bars on it and stuff like that, so it can't happen again. But they were jumping from the window, and there's like a bit of a grassy cliff, just like across basically. But I mean, it's there's also like a God, I would hate to even imagine how big the drop is, but I mean it's quite a big drop. But they were jumping from the window onto the grassy bit, and of course one of the kids did it and couldn't control it, you know, like he couldn't stop slipping down, and he fell down the cliff and died. I've heard of people doing it with their dogs as well, you know, like throwing the ball over the cliff and the dog going after the ball basically and just jumping off the cliff to its death. I think it happened to one of my mum's friends who we used to go to cadets with. They took their Springer Spaniel up there and threw the ball over the cliff, and the dog just went for it and jumped off the cliff basically. So I now understand how dangerous the cliffs are. That yeah, they're not there to be playing for. Like I will apologize because that is the washing machine now going 10 to the dozen now. It's doing the stupid drying process. So I'm sorry if you can hear it. But yeah, like it really, really scary when you think about it. And that was it, kind of like us as kids, like we were doing some really stupid things. I remember physically pissing myself laughing at my friend who fell into an iced over pond. And now I think back to it and it's like, holy crap, you know, like he could have died and I'm sitting there pissing myself laughing basically, like literally pissing myself laughing. Like when he fell in, I think it was just his face basically, like the utter shock of the cold water and all that kind of, like I mean it was more just his leg that fell in, he didn't completely fall in. I'm not that much of a savage. But there was like a pond up from where we used to stay that it used to get frozen over, and then there was like a little island in the middle that you could walk out onto, and we decided to walk around like the whole of the pond around the edge, and kind of like we had got all the way around to the other end basically, and around the other end there's not really, it's like a sheer cliff as well, so there's not really anything to hold on to. So when he went in, there was nothing to kind of like get back out onto, but I mean he managed to get out, and then and then yeah. But like I just as I think I was dying for the toilet anyway, and then just seeing his face, like I burst out laughing and then pissed myself because I was laughing so much. So I it's a that's a lovely story about me basically, like but I've got no shame. Yeah, it happened when I was younger. It was pretty funny. But yeah, thinking about some of the stuff that we used to do, just like how am I not dead? I should have died a long time ago. Or yeah, just being stupid as kids. And that's because we've got no fear, you know, like the fear hasn't been instilled into us. You know, like you see kids doing wild stupid things and it's like, yeah, they don't have the fear yet, and that's because we haven't drilled it into them yet about the fear. So in some circumstances, I think that we need to stop doing that, because then that's how we grow up as adults, and we've got all these fears, and we don't do the things that, and fear holds us back from doing the things that we want to go and do. So yeah, I won't let the fear. I also think, like with the Cold War swimming, I think I need to just dive in, you know, like dive in and then that's it. Then you're in the water and there's not really much that you can do about it. Whereas walking into the water is definitely a lot more, it's difficulter. Where yeah, like you're walking in and you could just feel the ice cold and all that kind of stuff. But we'll see what happens when we get down to the harbour and give it a go, and it'll be funny. I mean, I've got like, they're two friends that are doing it with me, the two family friends. Like I've got to show them up. Basically, I've got to do it. I've not got to let the fear, because I bet you they're gonna show me up and just get straight into the water and everything, and I'm gonna be the pansy who's being like, "No, it's too cold. I can't get my back in." So I just need to go there and prove a point. But I think my little boy, he's wanting to take his swimming trunks and he's wanting to go paddle in the water, so he's well excited about it. I was speaking to him earlier on and he's like, yeah, I'll get my swimming trunks on and I'll get to go swimming. Because he doesn't have the fear like we do. He doesn't care if it's cold. Like I've seen him in the beach where it's just like, oh yeah, it's cold, and then he's lying down in it. And like even when we went up to Loch Moore, like he was straight in the water, kind of like found a pal straight in the water, dipping down in it and everything, and then that was him. He was happy as Larry. Whereas me and my other pal, we're trying to get in the water and it's like, oh my god, this is bloody freezing. But yes, it should be exciting. And these are the things that make your life, does it? You know, like you've got to do the hard things to reap the benefits basically of life, do you? Because it's definitely not in sitting inside in the comfort zone and watching Netflix that's not where life is. Life is definitely in the hard things that we don't want to do. But then they're better for us in the long run. Because that's it, you know, like the fear will be massive and I won't want to do it and everything, but I know how great I'll feel after I've done it. So that's why I push myself to do these things, because it's the benefits that you reap afterwards. Whereas if I had sat inside and played the PlayStation and watched Netflix and ate junk food, then I wouldn't be feeling good about myself at the end of the day. So we need to start doing habits that are good for us, that are very. It's always the difficult things, is it, that you need to do in life that make you appreciate it a lot more, appreciating the small things that you can go and do. And also the great thing is that it's free. It's completely and utterly free. I can go down and swim in a lake or a loch or a river, and that is completely free, and I get the health benefits from it. It's like we were down at the river Don. Me and my little boy, we went out for a walk and went for the park, went to the park and everything, and the river's right there, and there was kids swimming in there. Just a second, I better write this down. Because I'll totally forget. And then when I do the description, then I won't know what I've spoken about. You've probably noticed that when it's like rambling for 30 minutes, or like there's a podcast called like just a blather and all that kind of stuff. It's because I've forgotten what I've spoken about. And I used to go back and listen back to it, and now I don't. Because now I understand that if I've done it and I put it out, then that's the best that I can do. So I'll just rec like I'll just publish it, and that's it. Thankfully, people seem to like it, so it's all good. But yeah, it is all good. Like, and as I've said, this is a bit like my therapy. I get quite a lot of the stuff out about when I Yeah, about stuff that bothers me, that stuff that excites me, stuff that, yeah, so I mean it's very much like my therapy. I need to start going back and reading that counselling book actually. I've been slacking the past couple of days. But I've been quite busy actually. I've been quite busy with meetings and handing my fan back and all that kind of crap. So I have been quite busy. So once I get a minute, I'll definitely be getting back into that. I think I might also be starting to have a look. I've got a meeting with a job centre tomorrow, so I know that they're going to be on my back for me trying to find a job. So I want to have a look in. Well, I'm going to ask him about further education. I think I might go into a counselling course or something along those type of lines and see how that goes. And hopefully the lovely lady in my life can help me with that because I'm absolutely hopeless at that kind of stuff. Like I didn't really enjoy school at all when I was growing up. It's not that if I find something that I really enjoy, then I go full board at it. Like I can totally go, and it's weird because my other little boy's like that. My older one. And so if it's something that interests me, then I've got all the excitement in the world for it and I'm quite happy to learn about it. Whereas if I do not find it exciting, then my brain just switches off. I can't do it. But yeah. Hopefully the lovely lady in my life will be able to help me out there. And then hopefully I can start doing something along those type of lines. But yeah, I think I'm gonna speak to him. Well, it'll be tomorrow or yesterday, because you'll be listening to the podcast on Friday. So yeah, so I will go and do that and see what they're saying basically, and because they're gonna be pushing me to go and find a job as soon as possible. I think I just want to go and work part time, to be quite honest. If I can get a part time job that's going to afford my rent and like my council tax and what is that? Do you pay council tax when you work part time? I'm not too sure. I will need to find that out. But yeah, as long as I've got money to put in the food on the table, I can pay my mum and my dad money back for their car, and then I'd be happy enough. There's definitely more to life than going into a 40-hour job a week that I hate, and I'm getting no enjoyment out of life. I would much rather can like have the bare minimum, but then be happy with what I'm doing in my life, and instead of taking what society wants me to do, I'll just go and do what I want to do. And as long as I've got some sort of income coming in, then I'll be happy. And then I'll work on my little side projects like the podcast and the other little things that I want to get doing, and the video editing and all that kind of stuff. Like that's what I really want to start getting into. And I mean, if it doesn't all work out and I need to go with my tail between my legs and be like, right, well, at least I gave it a go. You know, like at least I've tried to follow my dreams to do something that I am interested in doing instead of just following what society says, where you need to, oh no, you need to go and get a job. And I mean, you think about how many people who go to jobs that they absolutely detest just so that they can have like a week or two in the Maldives and then they're back again at that job, and then we wonder why there's so much anxiety and so much depression and all that kind of stuff in the world. And it's because we're not built for this. We're not built to be going in and working 40 hours a week. And I think that's been the good thing about COVID, is that people have actually started realizing this, that, well, why would I want to go back to my office job when I can stay at home and do exactly the same work? And I've got time. I don't feel rushed. I don't need to sit in traffic and get stressed out and all that kind of stuff. And I mean, I might be absolutely wrong. You might absolutely love your job and you wake up every morning being like, yes, fuck yes, I'm so glad with what I'm doing, and I can go into the office and I can see everyone, and God knows that might be you, but it's definitely not me. I don't think I could do an office job either. It seems a bit like fucking school. It seems like the whole school mentality. Like I remember the analysts that were working in the Scottish Water building, and you had like a few of the girls who would pick on one of the guys and stuff, and you're like, it's like fucking school all over again. You know, like I thought that we were meant to be grown-ups now, and that shit wasn't meant to be happening, and the poor guy was getting bullied basically. And I mean, it's such a shame that he wouldn't stick up for himself. Type thing. Like, I mean, I had a few falling out with him and stuff like that, because he would talk over you and everything, but I would never sit there and like slag him off and everything. But the one that like the queen hater, basically, the one that was bullying him, like, I mean, she didn't like the fact that if you spoke back to her and stuff like that, then she tried to cause shit and all that kind of stuff. And it's like, well, no, I'm not at fucking school anymore. I'm not putting up with that. I wouldn't let anybody talk to me like that outside of work. So why would I let you speak to me like that inside of work? But then it's the fact that when you bring this type of stuff up with your work and you're saying that there's intimidating and bullying techniques and stuff like that being used, then nothing ever happens, basically. They go through all the grievance process, and then it's always like, no, we haven't found anything like this. And it's like, oh, of course you haven't. But yeah, I couldn't, I just couldn't work in that type of environment. I couldn't work with those type of people anymore. Because that is it. Like, the fact that I was one of these people that would never ever stand up for myself. And I would get walked all over by people like this who thought that it was perfectly acceptable to be bullying people at work. And they would normally be in higher positions as well, which was like absolutely fucking shocking. And it's like, I'm not taking this shit anymore. Like, we're not in school. I am a human being exactly like you are a human being. So why do you think that you have the right to treat me differently than you would treat someone else? Just because I'm not gonna stand up for myself. So I now I would totally stand up for myself and just exactly tell them, like, do you honestly think that I care what you think about me? Because I don't. I've said that to a few people, and you watch, they kind of like it's not that I'm being malicious or anything like that when I'm saying, I'm just saying, kind of like, you're thinking that your opinion is, it's going to make a difference in my life, because it's not. I'm not being aggressive or I'm not being malicious about it or anything like that. It's just like, well, I don't really care what you think about me, because I know in myself that I'm a good guy, that I would help people, that I, like, well, I mean, as I've said on this podcast loads of times, you know, like, care for people, but don't care what they think about you. We're all running around like scared what other people's opinion are of us are. You know, like people that we don't even know, you know, like people that we walk past in the street that you would possibly never even see ever again. And we're scared of what they're thinking about us. And they're probably thinking exactly the same. Like, I'm scared of what this person is thinking about me, but nobody's thinking about anything. Like, we're all focused on all of our own shit. And I think that was the icing on the cake for me, basically. That when I learned that. Well, there's two ways that you can look at the world, is there? That nobody gives a shit. Like, yes, thank God nobody gives a shit, so I can just do whatever the fuck I want. Or you can look at it like, oh, nobody gives a shit. Like, my life is bad because nobody cares about me and all that kind of stuff. And why would you do that? The only person who you should really be listening to is yourself. Because you're the person who's going to need to live with that the rest of your life. And I mean, the fact that I done this, the fact that I was so people pleasing, and the fact that I constantly was looking for validation from people that like, I was there as an emotional punching bag, basically, because I wouldn't stand up for myself. And I was too much worried, like, oh yeah, well, hopefully they like me, and like, I'm not gonna say anything because then people won't like me. And now, kind of like, now it's just like, I don't give a fuck. I honestly could not give a fuck if you do not like me, because the people who do not like me are like, all right, okay, well, sound. But now the universe is starting to put people into my life that actually do like me for me, and it's so much better because we're all just now helping each other, which is absolutely amazing. And I love it. The people that the universe is bringing into my life is absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. And I mean, it's people that I've known for years on end as well, they're understanding, you know, like as they say, you know, like, you're entitled to your opinion. I might not agree with your opinion, but I'm not just not gonna speak to you because you've got a different set of opinions than I do. Whereas the people who were using me basically just for their satisfaction and stuff like that, when I became this stronger person, then it's like, oh no, I can't hang around with you anymore because your opinion is now changed. You're not agreeing with me, so I'm not going to speak to you now because you no longer agree with what I'm saying. You should take what I'm saying as gospel because I'm better than you and all that kind of pish. Now the universe has removed those people from my life, and I'm a hell of a lot happier because now it's just, there's no shit, there's no drama, there's no negativity. The people that I speak to, we're all looking out for each other, we're all bigging each other up. Actual proper friendships and connections. Whereas, I mean, I'm quite happy by myself now. Like, I can handle my own company, whereas before I never used to be able to handle my own company. I would be scared to be left alone with myself. And I would constantly just have people around me. And I mean, not the right kind of people. I thought that they were the right kind of people, you know, like they're not bad people. But, or maybe they weren't. Nah, I'm not gonna say that they were bad people. It's just that we're on different planes, basically. Like, I mean, a lot of my friends, that if we were on one on one, then they were really nice to me. But then when there was a group of people, then I was the one who got slagged off for being fat or not knowing much and having a difference of opinion of them. And then, of course, kind of like, because I got slagged off, then I would be. I would change my opinion so that I didn't get slagged off, or I wouldn't speak about those type of things with them because I would get slagged off, and that's changing the person that I am. And becoming 33, 34, and realizing that I don't need to change anything about myself. Like, I just need to be the person who I'm meant to be. All my beliefs and all that kind of stuff. And if you don't like it, then I've got a t-shirt arriving and it says, "This is the type, this is the person who I am." Like, nobody said that you had to like it. It's gonna be absolutely amazing. I can't wait to wear that t-shirt around. But that is exactly it. You know, like, you, if it makes me happy, then you don't, it doesn't need to make sense to you. Because at the end of the day, you're not living my life, you're living your life. So just do what makes you happy. If it makes you happy, then that's good. I'm glad. I'm happy for you that it makes you happy. Kind of like, that is it, you know, like, if people have got a difference of opinion than me, then I don't really care. Honestly, I don't. We can still be friends, we'll find common ground. We just won't speak about the things that my opinion's different than yours. But if you're wanting a debate or anything like that, then yeah, we'll talk about it. But there's no point in kind of like at the end of it, because if I've got a difference of opinion than you, then you like calling me an idiot because of it, because you don't believe what I believe, then that's when it gets, well, why would I want to hang around with people like that who think that, no, I'm right, you are wrong. I've read up all these things and you're wrong. And the world's not like that. If we were all the same, it would be a very boring place. Very boring place. So the difference of opinions is good. It gives you something to speak about, doesn't it? And yeah, let's just all get along. I think that's why I stopped watching football so much as well, because it's just another way of we all hate each other. Oh no, he's a Celtic fan, so I don't like him because I'm a Rangers fan, and I'll batter him and nearly kill him and put him in hospital because he supports a team that is the rival team of my team. And it's mental, like why is there so much hate in the world when it takes it's a lot harder to hate people rather than just loving them. And loving yourself and all your flaws, like yeah, it's absolutely a mental, total mental. Right, I better just write this down as well. Because I will forget, honestly. It's an absolute nightmare sometimes. But yeah, let's just love each other. Honestly, let's just love each other. Like, people have got a different opinion of you. You don't know what's going on in their life because they only show you the good side of it. So we've all got trauma. We've all been, our paths have all had really bad things that have happened to us. So we don't know what has happened to other people. So just be nice. Honestly, just be nice. Start having friendly interactions with people, and you'll be amazed at what starts happening. But anyway, people, I think I've blabbed enough. As I say, I apologize for the washing machine going off. That's really annoying, but hopefully it wasn't too bad. And I hope you have an absolutely amazing weekend. Go out, ground yourselves, go and do the things that you want to do. Don't be sitting inside watching Netflix, eating ice cream and all that. You know, like you can do that, but go out and ground yourself first. Go out and make sure that you're out and about and you're doing things. And if you're wanting time to slow down, then stop doing the ordinary things that you're doing that your brain is then in autopilot. Because that's when we feel like time is just flying past because you're in autopilot the whole entire time. Your brain doesn't need to think because you are doing the same things every day. So change that up if you want to start feeling like you are. Just start doing new things that your brain isn't used to basically, and then time will totally slow down for you, I promise, because I have seen it happen with my own two eyes. So remember, love big, be happy, appreciate the small things, and be thankful for what you already have and stop focusing on what you don't have. Remember, the aim of the game is to find happiness from within. Again, thanks very much for tuning in. Thank you to all of our listeners, or all of the listeners around the world, in the UK, in Germany, Russia, Australia, America. Thanks, Canada as well. Thank you very much for tuning in and listening. It's honestly greatly appreciated. And I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you lot. I enjoy it, so hopefully you enjoy it too. And thanks for tuning in. Go and enjoy your weekend. I hope it is everything that you dreamed of, basically. Go do Friday. And yeah, we will speak to you soon. Peace and love as always. Ciao.